This episode of Show Me Mo Success is brought to you by the Community Arts Program, a program of MU Extension's Business and Communities. Welcome to Show Me Mo Success, where we explore how people turn their passion into action to make a difference, and how MU Extension's Business and Communities program gave them a little assist along the way. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist for Business and Communities, and today's guest is Platte County resident and County Commissioner, Joe Vannevar. Today we'll be discussing the Dorothy Day Cabin, a Civil War era building that County purchased and rehabilitated for use by the community. We will also talk to Elena Stevenson, Field Specialist in Community Development in Jackson County, and hear how she assisted Joe on his journey. So Joe, I'd like to start by getting to know you a little bit. Can you tell us what your work is like as a county commissioner and what it was about this project that drew you to it?
I'm a county commissioner for Platte County. I live just outside of Platte City in a rural part of the county. Was elected to the position as county commissioner a couple of years ago. And when I first started getting into county work, I discovered that our parks department had a $1 million asset that was basically being unused. Probably 20 years ago, the county parks department bought a Civil War era log cabin. And then a few years after that, we spent about $1 million to preserve it, but no one had found a very good use for the cabin.
Okay. So what were some of those ideas that you had at first about maybe what could be done with that space?
It was a real struggle for a long time on what to do with the cabin. The cabin is fairly close to downtown Kansas City. It's only minutes away from the urban core, but it's situated in a real steep valley, heavily treed in a steep valley. So the parking at the cabin itself is limited to probably two, maybe three cars. It's not the type of place that a school bus with a load of third graders could come on a field trip. And then inside the cabin, because it's a log cabin from the Civil War era, it's real small. It's cramped. A basketball player could not live inside that cabin. You need to be about 5'6" or shorter to really enjoy the cabin. So we spent a lot of time just reaching out to anyone that we could, you know, with these restrictions. It's a beautiful site, but the restrictions are you can't get a lot of cars in there. You can't get very many people inside the cabin itself. What could we do to activate this $1 million asset so people could experience what life would have been like on the frontier of Western Missouri?
Right. So what were some of the first groups or individuals that you had reached out to kind of get the ball rolling on what to do with this?
The start was tipping off a local newspaper about the issue. In my mind, I thought it was a little bit controversial for the county to spend that much money on something that wasn't being used. And I thought that was an angle to get the local newspaper interested in it. Their reporter loved the cabin and loved the story behind it. And it was a full front page feature in the newspaper, the Platte City newspaper. That really started the ball rolling. After that, we reached out on social media. We sent it to kind of the friends of the Platte County Parks Department, a short survey describing the cabin and the limitations on the site, and asked for their ideas. We also reached out to the Platte County Historical Society for what ideas they might have. I'm a board member on the Historical Society, so I presented it to the board of directors at one meeting. They loved the story of the cabin so much that they used this for their featured program at a spring luncheon where the entire membership was invited. But it was just difficult to find what we could do with this beautiful jewel of history in our county. And it took Extension getting involved to really find the right use for it.
Yeah, that's a great time to introduce Elena Stevenson. So Elena, how did NU Extension first become aware of this project, or how did you connect with Joe?
Yeah, so I started with Extension in May. So by that time we had kind of acquired the cabin. But to Joe's point too, thinking about what is the best use of county dollars, right? Like, how can we revitalize this historic space? Like, the legacy of Dorothy Day is incredible in Kansas City. And she also was into like horticulture as well, and in community development, which is a mission of Extension. But my colleague GK Callahan, who is the engagement specialist, when he saw the space, he also has an artist background. It just made sense to put it in a direction of not just office storage, but from a programming standpoint, how can we give back to the community? And since Dorothy Day was an artist, like she was a painter, why couldn't we turn this space into an artist residency? So we're hoping to launch that in the spring and summer of 2024. To give local and regional artists an opportunity to work and program in that space, but also provide classes too for the community and potentially partner with Park University and area libraries and things of that nature. And Extension also has like robust 4-H programming, right? Youth development programming. And so we thought about, could we do 4-H programs in that space? And like Joe said, the cabin is small, and when you park, there's only room for two or three cars. But there's the bottom of the hill, there's a parking lot, but still not a lot of cars. So those are logistics you have to think about when you're trying to build some kind of programming. Like how could we engage the public in a smaller way? But like, could we do artist talks and readings out in the public for these artists that experience the residency? So lots of logistics and things to consider as we're building the programming for this. So, yeah.
So it comes to mind, given how historic this property is, maybe we should talk a little bit about Dorothy Day for those who might not know. So she was a conservationist and artist, and she lived at that property for mm-hmm. several decades. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Up until I think almost her 80s or 90s, she lived at the property. She was a resident in the property until I want to say 2015, so fairly recently.
Her family owned the cabin property for I think two generations before Dorothy. Mm-hmm. And when she came across it needed some repair work, and she got it to be a livable condition, and then she basically lived the remainder of her life in the mm-hmm. cabin. I think you know, towards the end, she might have moved to more facility, but basically she lived out her days in this little beautiful cabin.
I was doing a little digging just to see. I think I saw 1855 or so as the rough estimate on when it was built. And for our listeners, Kansas wasn't a state yet. And some of our fellow extension institutions like Michigan State and Penn State, for example, weren't even universities yet. So this is truly a historic property. So it's really incredible that you both were able to find this use for it. So it sounds like the planning process is still ongoing as far as what's going to take place there. So has anything been kind of set in stone yet, or is there still kind of opportunity to think creatively about uses?
We just laying the foundation too, like we got our MOU signed too. And I think these are kind of those, like, I don't want to say hidden gems, but it is a great story and synchronicity of when Extension has a mission and the county has a mission, and they kind of, it's like a marriage of two minds and serves multiple purposes. Like, we're restoring a historical building in the county, and we're able to add to that experience. So as far as laying the foundation, MOU has been signed. From there, I know that the Parks and Rec Department wants to put out a calendar of events too. So making sure we start fleshing out that programming more to be included in that kind of those marketing efforts to get out into the public. As far as the artist residency goes, we will likely put out an artist call at the beginning of 2024 in hopes that we can have that going by April or May. So.
And the plans are for the grounds to be used by 4-H and possibly the Master Gardeners program. Because there is about 2 to 3 acres surrounding the cabin property where there's some small programs could be done. One of the attachments to the cabin is getting some renovation work right now so that the 4-H can store their supplies in it. And then the cabin itself is undergoing a little bit of an update to make sure that the plumbing, electrical, and those systems are suitable for an artist if an artist wants to just work inside the cabin, you know, during the day, or it might be possible that someone could be living in the cabin, you know, the artist.
Yeah.
During the period that they have basically the rights to it.
So it sounds like you both have a pretty good idea of where this is all headed. I guess, what would a successful future look like to you for this space?
My goal from the beginning has been to have people come to the site and see the cabin and maybe inside the cabin and just to have the feel like you're a settler. I mean, like you're living on the frontier of civilization. It was up until 1836 or 37 that Platte County was Indian territory, that basically the white settlers were not allowed. Of course, some came across the border, but Platte County was not added to Missouri until about 1836 or 37. And when you visit the site, it just takes you back. You know, it takes you back a couple hundred years. And with the extensions plans to have the 4-H kids there, sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And the vision to have artists use that cabin was just incredible. I was floored when I heard the idea of having artists use it as a space to get away from the modern world to craft their art was incredible.
Yeah, I think when I think about the mission of community engagement and extension is like connecting resources from institutions and higher education back into the community. This seems like a great opportunity for that. Like, how can we get high caliber artists involved, potentially, and teaching artists involved, teaching classes for the community, and also restore the vision and legacy of Dorothy Day. Like, there's just a lot of things about this that just are in alignment, I think, too. But when you think about the mission of the community engagement, like I guess when you think about the dream is lots of opportunities for the community to be exposed to the cabin and to experience it in lots of different ways, whether that's an artist talk and reading or a painting class on the lawn or yoga on the lawn or 4-H classes, like finding multiple ways we can engage the community in that space would be the dream. I also think like getting to, when I first heard about this cabin, I wouldn't say my expectations were low, but when we had our first site visit, it exceeded my expectations. You could just feel kind of the energy of the space, but also like I have a performing art background and a theater background. And so we talk a lot about like empty space in the theater world. And with that, there's a lot of opportunity to like kind of fall in love with the potential of the space. Like you walk in and you're like, this could go here and we could do a reading in this space. And oh, there's still like beds on the second floor. Could artists live in this space? What would it look like to turn this building up to code? Like all these possibilities open up. So I guess, you know, as you're vision casting, it's cool to think about what the ideal dream of that space looks like. So
I would like to add a compliment to the extension staff, Elena and GK. The activation of the cabin and the partnership between the Platte County Parks Department and the Extension Office started with the Extension was looking for some space, maybe some office space or maybe some storage space, very boring type stuff. And I knew that there was an outbuilding at the cabin site, a garage basically, where maybe they could store some of their 4-H supplies. You know, at that point it was going to be, we've got environmental controlled, you know, heating and cooling storage space for where the candles won't melt or where the other crafts that they have won't burn up in the summertime or freeze in the winter. But when Elena and GK went to the site, they had this incredible vision of using it, the cabin property, for so much more than just storage and office. And that was just amazing how they could see an asset and have a vision for how it might be used. And that's was just incredibly impressive to me that they could take this thing that lots and lots of people had seen and no one had come up with a good idea until GK and Elena came along.
That was Joe Vandenberg, Platte County Commissioner, joining us today from Kauffman Stadium, and Elena Stevenson, artist and field specialist in community development in Jackson County. For more information on the efforts we discussed today, you can visit the MU Extension Urban West webpage at extension.missouri.edu/counties/urban-west-region, the Platte County Parks and Recreation webpage at platteparks.com, and the MU Extension Community Arts Program webpage at extension.missouri.edu/programs/community-arts-program. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on your podcast app so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. I'm Luke Dieterle. This episode was produced by Afshan Mushani with help from John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Kinata. Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities is Dr. Rob Russell. This is Show Me Mo Success.